are listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York.
Being prepared is a key component of an enjoyable day out. The National Ski Patrol reminds you to be physically fit and to have your skis and bindings checked and tuned by a professional and to have your boots properly fitted by a boot fitter before you arrive at the slopes. If your gear is not functioning properly, it increases the risks of injury while skiing or boarding. This message is brought to you by the National Ski Patrol, which encourages you to be snow smart and play it safe. Learn more at nsp.org.
Hi everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, November 3rd, join the Activities Council for the Student Talent Show. This will be happening from 8 to 10:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, November 4th, join the Transfer Club for their open meeting. This will be happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in the Hunt Union Student Association Clubhouse. Also happening on Tuesday, join Activities Council for Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, be sure to join the Jewelry Making Club for their general meeting, happening from 5 to 6 p.m. in the Hunt Union Butternut Valley Room. Hope to see you there. On Thursday, join First Generation and Office of Student Experience for their Stuff a Dragon event, part of the First Gen Celebration Week. This will be happening from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room of Hunt Union. On Friday, join the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center for their Intersection Series, Indigenous Gender Before the Binary, with Two-Spirit guest speaker Kelly Blair. This will be happening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in the Great Room in Lee Hall. On Saturday, November 8th, join SUNY Oneonta Sustainability for their community table at the Farmers Market. This will be happening from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Diaz Street in town. On Sunday, join the Outdoor Adventure Club on their trip to Trout Pond in the Catskills. You can sign up for their amazing trips at the Outdoor Programs office in Hunt Union. This will be happening from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday, November 9th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. For more information about these events, check out Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked, everyone.
Just like he's intently listening, or he's just facing that direction, 'cause he knows I love pretending. I wasn't technically alone while spending my 20s neglecting texts and watching wrestling. 'Cause if he knows what they're saying, that must mean he knows what I'm saying. When I tell him what I'm thinking, and he seems perfect.
Audio levels. Hello and welcome to Airbud. I came into the studio. This is one of those days where I forgot. I was like sitting there and I was like, it's really Sunday and it's really 8 p.m. It's already 8 p.m. on Sunday and I have to come into the studio and do a show. But now that I sat down, you know, I got my bearings. I'm like, well, this is where I want to be, you know. It is 8, I have to accept it. It's 8 p.m. on a Sunday. Might have wasted my weekend a little bit, you know. playing video games, but I don't usually do that, so, you know, it's one out of the 52 weekends in the year. Who cares, right? I hope this sounds good. I'm playing music while I talk, and I'm playing kind of like a funky song, because I feel like I usually do like a funky intro, you know, I usually say some like whatever song lyric is stuck in my head, and then I do like, but I think this is like funky, right? And funk is awesome. I honestly don't know what song is playing. I picked a random one, but this is tough. This is groovy, right? And this, I don't have to keep talking, because if I just stop talking, the song plays, right? It's like a win-win. The agenda for today is, it's kind of like, see, usually I say, there's no agenda for today. There kind of is. There's a Melee Major happening, like, right now, like, as I speak, so maybe I talk about that, but I don't know. I feel like I do a lot of talking. I feel like I don't do enough talking. I don't know. I'm a chud. I feel like a chud. That's really the agenda. So yeah. I got the headphones on. I usually don't put on the headphones. But this is what we're up to. I guess I could start with the Melee. If you're listening, call, please. Because I feel like a chud, you know. Someone's got to call and bring me back to reality. Because I feel like a chud. I was listening to Mia Khalifa by I Love Friday, if you know that song. Tough song. And I don't know. It was... Sometimes your brain is just fried. I'm getting very, very many requests. Lower music. I did, and then I put it up, and then I took it down again. I don't know. I guess at home, text me one or two if this is funky. One if it's funky. Two if it's like, hey, shut up, just like stop playing. Either play the music or talk, you dummy. Okay. Let's lock in. So, but oh my god. Is it disgusting if, like, I sniffle? I'm sick, so... Okay, here's another one. So, first off, the music in the background. Text me one if it's too loud. Or, no, what did I say? Text me one if it's funky. Text me two if I should turn it off and just talk normally. I think it's funky, so I'm not gonna really listen if you text me two. And then second, text me one if it's disgusting that I'm sick. And text me two if it's fine that I'm sick. Because we all get sick. Leo got me sick, by the way. I think Leo's listening. You got me sick, so... I don't know, pejorative, explicitive, pejorative. That's... Is that the right word, pejorative? I'm supposed to be the guy with good vocabulary, but... I don't know. You see the rambling today? I feel like a chud. I feel like a chud. Oh, we are getting a call. Let's... Hey, Leo Maneka, you called Studio B, so congratulations. Awesome, dude. Maybe, watch. Leo Maneka, I'll help you out, because I know you're new to this. So I got you. But, right, isn't this song in the back? It's, like, funky. And when I stop talking, you're like, oh, there's, like, a funky song in the background. This is, like, I don't know. It adds a layer to the obviously, it adds a layer to the show. Like, that's stupid to say that. You know, it's one more audio track. But you know, it adds a layer. I always like more noise, like a couple audio tracks going. Maybe I'll just overstimulate. We can throw on music and the fast fall stream and like white noise and rain noise. See, you did it right, Leo. I'm going to pick up now. All right, I'm back, and I'm going to turn the music down now, because I'm back, and would you like to say hello? Who's on air with me?
You're not the best at Wony.
Who is this? Name and business? Like Magnus, name and business?
This is Nady Nate.
This is Nady Nate? Who's Nady Nate?
You're not the best at welding.
I can hear the stream in the background. Help me.
Yeah. How do you mute it? You just press the mute.
Yo, my bad, Joe. It's just me calling in. What's up?
Who's me?
Oh, it's Henry.
Hey, Henry. What do you do, Henry?
I do a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. What'd you say?
I heard you DJ, and you're not the greatest either.
I think I'm pretty all right.
Nah, I'm just breaking your leg. You're pretty good at that DJ stuff. You should show me how to work the board.
Work the board. Okay. What?
No. What are we trying to talk? Trying to talk melee?
Stop clicking the button on the phone.
I'm not clicking any button.
Then why is it going boop every 2 seconds? Stop.
I don't know. You should ask the guy that put us on air.
That's me. Oh, wait. We're getting another call. Hold on. Do you want to merge? We can have everyone.
Yeah. Merge that.
Oh.
Well, it's actually Nady Nate.
Oh, no, he's
on the radio. Okay, never mind. They hung up.
They were calling him on the radio.
I think you guys are overstimulating the phone. But we could talk some melee. What do you want to talk about in melee? Give me something.
Well, I just saw none got 3-0'd by Aklo.
Are you at my desk right now?
What?
Are you at my desk right now?
Nah, I'm on Leo's bed. Yes, it's very good. But unfortunately, he got 3-0'd by Aklo, and Aklo was camping that whole game.
Yeah.
And he was just spamming those lasers, and he wasn't, and none just couldn't find an answer for it, and it was very.
We took those chuds off air. I thought you could merge the calls, but I was severely wrong. But we don't need those chuds on air. Who's this?
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, hello.
Who's this? I'm back. It's me. It's
you took over the spot. How you feel?
Oh God. I feel great. They were just chuckling.
Well, what's your name and what do you know about Super Smash Bros. Melee?
Well, not much. Okay, all I really know is that I just watched you guys play a lot of it. over the what was it, 2 weekends ago?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you know? Do you like, do you know anything?
All I really know is that you and Henry like to play Falco.
That's right. That's right.
That's your favorite.
Falco has a laser gun. It's pretty good.
That's cool.
That is cool. There's a noise.
What?
Hold on. Let's...
Oh.
Oh. Let's... Do you hear that? Is that only me?
I think it's only you.
I'm getting overstimulated. There's so many noises.
Well, I think that you should play some Lemon Demon tonight.
Really?
I don't know. I was just... It just came to me. But it could be up to you what song you decide. Because I trust you in playing something that the people would love.
Hold on, wait. I feel like I'm schizophrenic right now. Is there not, like,
wait,
a crackling noise?
Oh, yeah, I hear that.
On your end, click the mute button. I'll see if it's the phone. No, it's not. It is. It's you. It's you.
Bro.
It's
okay,
all you.
On.
Well, let's try and, I don't know, we could do like an on-air, we could like do like a hex and try and get rid of it.
Is this better?
Yeah, it is. I don't know what you did, but that was tough.
It's okay. Thank you. Okay, it's okay. We're good now.
I can faintly hear the music. There's, like, a little bit of music in the back. This is so tough, is it not? There's, like, so many things playing, and it's so tough.
Mm-hmm.
But, what was your name again?
Golden Freddy.
Golden Freddy. Sorry, Golden Freddy. Let's check the Fast Falls bracket. Are you excited? Let's open the bracket.
What?
Oh, I have to verify that I'm a human. All right, we're in here. So let's click Melee Singles, Golden Freddy. If you're
okay.
I'm not calling you that. Sorry. All right. Here's some of this I knew, some of this is new to me because I haven't been watching the stream. Obviously, I've been sitting here. Ginger and Rat Monster went to Game 5. Shout out to Luigi. Shout out to Victor. Heartbreaking. And Josh Man beat Ginger. Wow. Any of these names ringing a bell?
Not at all. Never.
Moth beat Josh Man. I watched that whole set. That was a banger. Because let's go Icy's, right, guys? Right, Golden Freddy?
Yeah.
And now Aklo and Triff are playing because Aklo definitely beat none. I saw some of that. And Panda beat none. But Game 5, wow. Wow. So it's top 8 now. Saw the start of top 8 with a little Puff Icy's action. Isn't Melee so tough?
I personally wouldn't describe it in that way, but, like, it's cool that you think it is, I guess.
Yeah, so it's basically, like, tough.
I don't know.
Listen to this dilemma. I emailed my teacher, and they never got back to me. Isn't that interesting?
That's not tough.
Oh. Yeah.
It's interesting for sure.
It's messed up. And... I don't know. Like I said, I feel like a chud. It's been 20 minutes. What have I even done for 20 minutes? If you're listening to this one, like, Tune in next week.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Right? That's all I can really say.
Hey,
tune in next
week. We could talk about, like, SpongeBob.
We could talk about SpongeBob.
Or we could talk about,
this is like,
the Five Nights at Freddy's movie. We were doing that.
Oh, what's the thing that has, like, SOS, Save Our Show? Is that, what's that a reference to?
I don't know, but it's kind of like.
If this is some Chudley thing, yeah, it's BFDI. Wow. Wow. I need to die, I think. Wow.
Okay, you know what? Let's get on the topic of chuds.
Of chuds? I've already been talking about this, dude.
Well, no, I know. That's my point. I think you should stop referring to yourself as one. Like, it really, it's bringing you down. And I think if you stop chuddling yourself, then, like, maybe you'll escape it.
Well, okay. You could pick. There's two options. Chud or Chad. Let me describe my whole day, and then you could say Chud or Chad.
Wait, but, like, why does it have to be the two options?
Because the world is black and white. I don't know if you've heard the news, but it's either one thing or the other. So, Chud or Chad. Okay, I woke up 4 hours after my alarm at 11:30, and then I sat in bed and played Clash Royale, right? And then I did my laundry, thumbs up, right? And then, I watched other people play video games. Then I played a little bit of video games. And then I watched some more. And then I played some with Henry. And then I played Pokemon. So played more video games. And then I crashed out while playing Clash Royale. And then I watched more Melee. And then I came here. Chud or Chad?
Extreme Chud.
Yeah.
But like,
welcome to reality, Golden
Freddy. You can't really be faulted, Golden Freddy, because something that I learned when I came to Oneonta, there's just no hate. Also, love the school, but there's just not much to do, especially when it's cold outside on a ugly weather sort of Sunday. So I can't really like. If you're not looking at all your other days and what else you do, like, it does look like, well, I guess, I don't know, you're always kind of chud, so, well.
Yeah. Welcome to the real world, is what I have to say to that.
Yeah, but, like, it's okay. I think we're all kind of chudly, so.
SOS, Save Our Show, wow. That's really, like, the most shallow pull of all time, right?
Yeah. Well, this is awful.
Shout out to, never mind. Shout out to nothing. I 6'7" is what's on my screen right now, and we're pulling into minute 25. Right? Usually around halfway in, it's like, oh, it's time for the second half, right? Nah. Nah.
You haven't played, like, any music.
It's been playing. This is the new thing. Listen closely. Everybody at home, listen closely. Is it cheating if I turn it up? Aren't those somber sounds so nice while my voice is talking?
Somber like the dude. Hey, I'm not into any of the Grammy nominees this year. I'm pretty disappointed.
Oh, the Grammys. I would love to. Why is there a Chinese lyre in this song? This is wonderful. Let me turn this up. Hold up. This is 2017 by Fortet. That was so tough. Wait. See, isn't this lit? I can like turn it up and turn it down. Cause you're supposed to talk about the music. Why? Listen, it's back.
Yeah, we should have been doing this.
Wait, shut up. I'm turning it down. That was so tough. A lot of the music I play on this show, I've never heard before. I don't know if that's crazy, but that's tough.
Yes, I'm like getting another call, but I can't see where it's coming from or what's going on. So it's okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll disregard that. But
what did you, were you able to absorb that? There's like a liar on this.
Oh, yeah, no, that song was really wonderful. I like that a lot. I was like, that's the kind of song that I hope would be playing in like the like jellyfish exhibit at an aquarium. You know what I mean?
Mm.
That's just like, kind of reminds me of like Animal Crossing too.
Isn't this so heady that the music's playing and I can turn it up and down? Like, Airbud,
yeah.
it's really for the conscious white boy. that's what the show's for.
Okay.
The word conscious is so funny.
You've been on like some crazy words lately.
Shout out to Alex Smokesmid for. He did like the, you know, Twitter like a quote tweet and the thing. It was like one of those like engagement forms that said like, "What's one word to describe you?" And he quote tweets and he says conscious. I don't know if that tweet is still up, but like,
yeah, that is pretty awesome.
He has such a way with words. I'll say Alex does.
I mean, oh, yeah, it's something how you've been expanding your vocabulary. It's something.
I've always had a good vocabulary. There's always words to learn. I gotta say my favorite is pejorative. I spam that, and I don't know if I'm using it right.
I don't know.
Let's look it up. Pejorative meaning. Expressing contempt or disapproval. Yeah. A word, yeah, okay. So I kind of use it right. It's like all you really need to do. As long as you say words that other people don't know, they can kind of pick up on the context and like it'll almost be right.
Yeah.
That's what I do when I talk to you.
Yeah. Hey, but I'm smart as well. I'm not saying that you are.
All right. Why don't we get conscious? Hold on.
Okay.
Let's bring it back to reality, right? This is a serious show, and we're not supposed to joke about things, right? Second, let's get conscious, all right? You give me a song, and we could do the same thing, and it can play in the background. We can get heady, and we can get conscious.
Okay.
We can be tapped with it.
Hmm. Do you know about Medicine?
Medicine, is that a band?
Yeah. Maybe you should play Miss Drugstore by Medicine. That's a really good one.
It's called Miss Drugstore?
Yeah.
Ah. Interesting.
Very.
Click play. Let's look up the lyrics, and I'll take a peek at them. Because, like I said, conscious, right? We have to be conscious. Are you able to hear it?
Yes, I can hear it.
See, when I play the music, and it's in the background, but I'm here, it's I'm enhancing the how parasocial it can get. It's like we're boys and we're chilling, and you know, and Freddie's on the phone with me, and you know, we're just sitting here, and you're also in the room, and you're listening to the music too, right?
Yeah.
Maybe this show sucks. But this is an exposition for what's to come. Get ready, because Airbud is in its conscious era.
Yeah, I mean, it can only go up from here, so.
It's been going up.
Yeah.
Wow, this song's lyrics are like one paragraph. There's like 8 lines.
Yeah. It's a lot of just
sound, and it's
awesome.
It's interesting.
Yeah, that band is really awesome. I think everyone should tap in a little bit. There's other songs that I like too.
This is a nice break. The start of the show was chaotic. And you can't... The thing about being conscious is you can't think straight with a cluttered brain. I'll write that in my journal.
You journal?
No.
I think you should start. It would be good for you.
You should journal, they all say. You just did. And then I say, okay. Why?
Because, I don't know, you have a lot in your brain.
Yeah, maybe it would free up some of the clutter.
Exactly.
Allow me to be more conscious. This is pleasant. This is very pleasant.
Thanks.
And we're this is gonna run for about 2 more minutes, but I'm gonna cut in with "Jig of Life" by Kate Bush, because I really like that song.
That's awesome.
So who's Miss Drugstore?
I don't know. That's kind of me when I went to Walgreens today.
I love
That's
Walgreens.
How I felt. I also love Walgreens so much. I got a chipwich and eyelashes and stuff for my dad. It was awesome.
Did your eyelashes fall off or something? Why'd you get new ones?
I burnt them all off with the flamethrower. It does happen. It happens all the time, actually. That's why I stick to radio shows, not podcasts. I'm too ugly to be seen.
Speaking of podcast, I don't know if, like, what the rule on this is, but the everything is getting AI Charlie Kirk'd. it's an interesting. I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, I laugh at some of them, but it's an interesting thing for. It's like a social experiment almost. It's like, why is this happening? It's like widespread hysteria of putting his face on random people.
It's definitely something. But hey, guys, I'm against AI, for real. I don't stand by that.
I make all my music with AI, so that really hurts.
And I know, and it's awful. It's genuinely terrible. Hey, Henry, new album or something. Song?
Oh, it's out?
I don't know. I got a notification.
Has it been out? I think it's been out. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I got a notification.
I've seen him make all the songs, but I don't know when it's dropping or if it's dropped. He's going to drop two. So for Hand Weep fans out there, Henry's dropping two albums.
I'm the biggest Hand Weep fan, guys. I've been here since the beginning. That's my friend.
No, it's not out. You lied.
Hey, there is a song out.
There's a song out. There's been a song out. It's Rainstorm. I'm on that song.
You are?
Yeah. And he dropped another one. I forget what it's called. It's with...
The most recent one I listened to, it's really hard to tell who's singing.
Oh, like his newest song.
Yeah.
Yeah, he made that with somebody on campus. There's a rapper at Oneonta called Young Jack. Shout out to him. He's a real cool guy.
That's awesome.
By the way, yeah. Jig of Life by Kate Bush is on in the background. And when it goes to the part where it's the, I don't know, like the Irish dance step music, whatever you want to call it, solo. I don't know if you've heard. Have you heard this song?
I don't think so. I can't tell. Also,
we're gonna get conscious on that. We're gonna lock in on that.
Okay.
I don't know when that is though.
Oh wait,
yeah. Oh, it's like right now. All right, everybody, get conscious on this. Isn't this lit?
Yeah, this is awesome.
I'll say it's only like a 4-bar loop? I can't count in my head right now. It just goes over and over again, but I love it. Make me do the 41 head bob. All right, I'm gonna turn it down a little bit, but that I like that particular part because that really caught me off guard on the album when I was listening to it again, because I was listening, I was like, why is this here? But I like it, but why? I don't know why that's there, really. That's kind of how I feel about all of Hounds of Love. There's just random stuff, and I don't understand why she put it in or what correlation
it
has. I guess because it's awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I just scrolled past some BFDI music. Let's double down on being chuds.
Oh.
Me, let's.
Us? We? Who's we?
Let's get rid of this Kate Bush. And let's play real music. It'll be in the background. I really like this song, though. So, You're tapped in with the news, right? What's going on in the free world?
Woke.
You said yeah. What?
I said woke.
What's that?
Oh, you know. It's the new thing. And it's coming to get you, specifically. Woke is coming for everyone. Says SpongeBob. Says Bold and Freddy.
Or so I heard.
Allegedly. I got my nails done yesterday, if anyone cares. Just thought I should mention that.
No.
That's what's been going on in the free world.
Girl, you got the
This is good, yeah.
It's fun to talk.
Yeah. Tonight I feel a little...
And like Letarian Milton said, it's also, it's fun to do bad things.
What kind of bad things have you been doing lately?
Nothing. I've just been playing Pokemon. Oh, Dax dropped a new song.
Oh, that's awesome. I know that guy.
Our worst work yet? Our?
Yes. Guys, everyone should follow me on Instagram. No, actually, I need to... Guys, honestly, I think it's just time to start blocking and blocking and blocking everyone. These people are negative energies, and start ridding yourself from everyone.
Been there, done that.
Block, 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 block.
The more you block, the more negative energy comes in, I've realized. And that's why I'm conscious.
Oh, really?
Now. My block count on Twitter is over 3,000.
Oh, well, I was talking about, switching up on your day ones, but Twitter is different. I think Twitter is just, awful, and everyone needs to get off. Twitter has, I love Twitter, but lately, the past week, it's been, seriously rotting my brain out. It's been all social media, really. TikTok is genuinely just terrible, and it always has been. Instagram Reels is, yeah. And Twitter is, yeah. But Instagram is cool, honestly. Yeah, no. Actually, I take that back, too. Everything kind of sucks.
Oh my god. Do you know the artist Can of Bliss?
I don't think so.
They're friends with Saoirse Stream and Tor and Musa. Any of those names ring a bell?
Not at all.
Well, this is where the parasocial barrier ends, cuz this is this is me to you. Check whatever I send. Just look at this album cover.
Okay. Where?
Check IG. Let's go on Instagram.
Okay. Yeah. I mean.
And look at this album cover. And tell me what you think.
Oh, I do know about this. I saw it on Twitter.
Really?
Yes, it's... I don't like it. I'm sorry.
Oh. A high C jump scare there. any other song,
yeah.
Song recommendations? Because that was one of my favorite songs. That's the Gap Band.
Oh, let me think of something.
Don't we love the Gap Band?
Everything I've been listening to lately is pretty depressing. Oh, you should play.
That's not good.
Gosh.
Shall we play some Can of Bliss?
Yeah, sure.
Great artist. Actually, no. Webcage, look, here's where we stop getting conscious and we get... facts don't care about your feelings. Everyone knows that. And here are the facts. Webcage has 19 bajillion members, and 3 of them are good. Sorry. 2 Oscar? Nope. Tor? Very good, very good. Saoirse Stream? Very good, very good. But who, least favorite? Meh. Loud, incorrect buzzer on that. Can of Bliss was good on one song. Meh. That's what I think. Trendy is fire, though. Trendy and... what's his name, Dylan XY or something, he's good, but some of them just suck, and there's 18 of them, so some of them gotta suck. Sorry. Let's go to Webcage, actually, because I don't really care for Can of Bliss. They're good on that one Saoirse Stream song, Collar. I love that song, but Webcage is where it's at, because no matter how bad each individual member is, it's the fact that there's 18 of them, like, putting their brains together that makes good music, right?
Right. Says Golden Freddy.
This song is tough. This is Fall Right Through by Webcage. Right? This is like everything you've ever wanted. It's like a parasocial relationship, and it's like this cool dude who's like on a radio, and like we're playing hyperpop, and we're like in New York. Isn't that so tough?
Who, like, where's the parasocial relationshipness coming from?
Because they're not talking to me, so it's like a Twitch chat, right? Think about it.
Yeah, but like, I guess, but it's not parasocial though, because who's listening that doesn't know you? Well, whatever.
A couple heads probably.
But isn't it awesome to live in New York? I think that's the best thing ever.
This is like, it's like everything I've ever wanted. It's like tough hyper pop, and like we're in New York, so that's tough. And like, dude, like music, like conscious music, dude. Isn't that so tough? It's kind of what this whole show is about. It's what everything's all about.
What's your favorite part of New York?
My favorite part of New York, probably Holtsville and Suffolk County. No, my favorite part is I like the North Shore of Long Island a lot, and I like, Albany sucks, but I like being there. There's a certain charm to being in the worst city in the world. And what else? What else do I like? Obviously, like, the city is good, and I like Oneonta. We're in Oneonta, and matter of fact, Oneonta, even though I'm here, I gotta set it aside, because the real best place in New York is Plattsburgh. Because that town, it's like everything I want out of, like, the worst town you've ever been to. I would love to live there and just live, like, a horrible life in Plattsburgh. My sister goes to school there. That's the only reason to go to Plattsburgh.
A lot of your friends are from there, too.
Really?
I think. Are they? I don't know.
Really?
Or the other one.
I don't know. Every like, five Air Buds, there's, like, a schizophrenic episode.
Yeah. It just happens sometimes.
I guess it just happens. This show has flown by, though. This feels like I teleported. But, like...
Yeah, wow, I didn't even realize.
I can't tell if it was good or bad. Because
it was awful in the beginning, but I think it got better.
Oh, really? I'm schizophrenic. I'm losing it right now.
It's okay to be schizophrenic. I really
what was
like
I gonna
your
say,
long-
though? Okay. One of my favorite things is, like, stop shutting out about the song. I'm talking. you know this. I like running, like, bits, and I'm doing air quotes right now, because it's, like, just something normal, but I'll call it, like, a joke. But now I forgot what I was even talking about before. Maybe I am schizophrenic. I'm, like, losing it a little bit.
I don't know. You were talking about, like, Plattsburgh, dude.
Oh, yeah. And it's just gone. The train left the station. The train of thought,
well,
that
whatever.
Is. The train of conscious thought.
Well, North Shore, Long Island is pretty cool. I don't know where we ended up that one time when we were driving around. And then we, like, found all those, like, beautiful trees and houses. But that was, like,
oh,
North
that
Shore.
Was, so, you go, so I, Dox Alert, I live in Albertson on Long Island, right? And then you go up, and you go through Roslyn Heights, right? And there's some people there, you know. That's all I'll say. There are people in Roslyn Heights that I won't comment on. I don't really like people up there. And then you go past Roslyn Heights, and there's like, you know, Long Island has a lot of weird middle territory where it's like, oh, I'm in between two places right now, and it's very clear that you're in between two places. And that's kind of where we were. But you did the thing. There's like a stretch, usually. It's like you're in one spot, and then you go through like weird, like distortion, Stranger Things world, like the underground. You go through the underground, and then you pop out the other side, and it's like, oh, I'm on the North Shore now. But you went east. And just stayed in like distortion world for as long as possible. We were in, I think it's Merrick. It's called like Merrick. No, maybe it's not. Merrick is like kind of far away. But we were somewhere that like isn't real for like a very long time. And you didn't, I told you to make a turn right twice, and you just stayed in distortion world until we eventually took a right.
Because it was awesome. I liked it there. I was so happy in the underground. I feel like a lot of North Shore is like, well, yeah, like a lot of it, even like by me too. Like, I'm not doxing. You already doxed me, but I'm closer to like Port Jeff, Long Island, and up there is like really awesome too. It's kind of the same thing, like big houses and like, well, not like Port Jeff is big houses, but like, if you go, like, you know, like, Belterre and, like, the nice places, then you see cool stuff. But I think there's a lot of charm to Long Island that people don't see. I'm not saying that, like, this is my favorite place ever, but...
Well, you'll be staying here forever.
Okay, well, that's actually not true, so don't disrespect me like that. But, at least during the summer, it's, like, kind of cool. That's all I have to say.
There's 8 minutes left in the show, right? And I just had a thought of, what if... Here's one of my what ifs, you know.
This is lovely, a really good song.
We love my what ifs. What if it was, like, Groundhog's Day, and as soon as it hits 9, it'll be 8 again. And then I have to, like... I think that would prove that I'm schizophrenic. So we'll see. We'll see. I'll let you guys know.
Okay.
Oh, I just... Oh, no. This is bad.
What?
This is really bad. Come on. What's so bad?
What's so bad?
I just got an email from Woke. They did come for me.
And?
They said it's ableist to say you're schizophrenic. And I need to do... I need to... Okay, wait. Let me read it in full. This email is confidential. Do not talk about this on the radio. Okay. I don't know what that means. Confidential is not in my vocabulary. Your use of the word schizophrenic in reference to yourself while not being schizophrenic is ableist, and it's in all caps, and it's in red text. Uh-oh. What does ableist mean? That's also not my vocabulary. Within the next 7 minutes closing of your show, please apologize to every schizophrenic person on the planet. This bit isn't working. No. The more I go into it, it doesn't work. Ah, whatever, man. It's a no reply. I'll try replying, though. What should I say? What should I say? Hello, Woke. How are you doing? Happy Sunday. It's the Lord's Day. I do not know what that word... I don't know what the word confidential means, and I'm confused. Please follow me up next week when I go on the radio again on Sunday, 8 p.m. My show is called Airbud, and we're conscious on this show, and we love all people. Thank you. I'm going to put it in your name, okay? I don't want to take the fall for this. Thank you, Mars, and Sen. All right, hopefully that works. Was that a tough bit, or was that, like, garbage?
That was It was like a mix.
Okay.
I didn't have much to say.
I don't like when I do that, when I have, like, an already bad joke and then I dig it. Because, like, I was like, well, I have to reply to the email, don't I?
That was, like a three-minute-long bit.
Yeah, we're breaking the fifth wall in this episode, right? We're getting conscious.
I hate my involvement in this show.
I'm doing, the rage bait, like, head tilt where you do the little smirk. We're getting conscious.
Okay. You should have, like, a femboy show.
I saw the Charlie Kirk one of that. You posted it.
I was just kind of itchy.
I don't get it.
Exactly. But it's not for you to get. So, you know.
Whatever, man.
Exactly.
Just keep on rocking the free world. Is Nardwar still alive?
Yeah, dude, man. Like. He's going to live
Nardwar,
forever.
Look.
Thank God.
You could say you're stupid. You could say you're biased. You could call me a chud. Nardwar's best interview was with Laserdim 700. That interview was so good. And I'll give it to you, like, his second best interview, it's probably one of the Uzi ones or one of the Tyler ones, but his best interview is the one with Laserdim. That interview was awesome. And his interview with Xavier Sobase was also really, really good.
Oh, I haven't seen that one, but I'm going to tap in now. I'm very curious.
Watch the interview with Laserdim 700. Everyone listening, that's a great, it's, like, actually really entertaining and funny.
I actually will, like, right now. I really do love to watch Nardwar.
Yeah, Nardwar.
Awesome.
A lot like iShow Speed, one of those, like, universally loved people.
Yeah. We got 3 minutes.
Speed and Nardwar they kind of go into that other tier, because when you talk about universally loved people, you know, you talk about people like Tony Hawk and LeBron James, maybe, and people like that. But, you know, they still get hate, like Muhammad Ali. People still hate them, but there's a different tier where iShow Speed and Nardwar, if you don't like them, like, if you don't like Speed, you're probably racist, right? There's, like, only one way out of that. And for Nardwar, there's really no... Like, if you don't like Nardwar, you probably don't know about him.
Yeah, true. Like, there's reasons to not like Speed just because he's, like, a streamer, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's literally, like, my only... I can't with that.
But there's
that whole realm.
There are two tiers. If you hate Kai Cenat, it's like, okay, I guess you hate Kai Cenat because, like, he's kind of a grift, I guess, and, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But I feel like the only people I see hate on Speed, like, they are dead ass racist, and, like, that's the reason.
Yeah. No. I for the most part really do like Speed. He always gives me, like, the best chuckle. But Nardwar, like. There's really nothing not to like, ever. Like, he's just so generous.
Yeah. And with that...
That's what I think about when I think of Nardwar.
Do you have any closing words over... this is Asian Glow's cover of Blades, The Flag Is Raised in the background. Any closing words?
Golden Freddy, signing out. Five Nights at Freddy's, it's me. I always come back.
Yeah,
I'm mixing up the people, but you know, it's you know what I'm trying to say. I always come back. It's me, Golden Freddy. I love music, and I'm gonna interrupt Joe, and he's never gonna talk ever again. Blah 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 blah.
Awesome. There's 5 seconds left in the hour, so goodbye.
What be this blue whale they be nattering about?
It's an old bar. Is he being the sippy sailing?
Arr, set sail for the sippy sailing. We shall plunder and loot all station IDs. Arr.
You're listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. Keep it locked.
Did you know over 1 million animals are abused every year? These animals, such as dogs, cats, rabbits, and even exotic animals, are neglected in their own homes for no good reason. It is our responsibility to put a stop to this. How, you ask? We must help and support our local shelters in their fight against animal cruelty. Some great options in the Hudson Valley are the Hudson Valley SPCA and the Woodbury Animal Shelter. Both these shelters support the rehabilitation of a